Ici, au 102.9, vous êtes tombé sous son charme immédiatement. Sa chanson « You Say » se retrouve quotidiennement dans le top 5 à 5 de Marino. J'ai le grand plaisir d'avoir au bout du fil Lauren Daigle. Hi, Lauren!
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Right now, you're in tour for your album, Look Up Child. You got a world tour coming up. How are you feeling today?
I'm so excited. Every part of me is just elated. I mean, I remember dreaming about this when I was a little girl, and now it's happening, so I'm kind of freaking out.
In a good way.
In a very good way. In the best of ways.
How do you keep your level up? Your energy up all the time? Do you drink coffee? Do you exercise?
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually perfect because right now I'm at the gym on the elliptical as we speak.
Really?
So yes, I try to do a little bit of both. I drink maybe just one cup of coffee a day.
Okay.
If I even do that. Sometimes it's only like 3 cups a week. I don't drink a ton because of singing and just being on the road and stuff, but I love coffee.
And earlier, Lauren, I was saying that everybody loves your song at MFM. It was like a huge crush. What do you love about your song, You Say?
Oh, what do I love about the song, You
yes.
Say? I love just the truth and the message. I love just honestly how much hope it's given people. I was writing it in a season where I needed hope, where I needed courage, and I was talking with some people that told me that this song has like saved them from committing suicide and different things like that.
Okay.
And when you hear those kind of stories, it really changes your life. It's
really?
So profound.
And You Say, you open the song with, "I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough." Can you explain your feelings here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just wrestled with being inadequate, or, you know, sometimes when you're stepping into something new that is unsure or uncertain, you're not really, you don't know what the expectation is going to be. You don't know where you might fall short or where you might feel just like at some point the bottom is going to drop out. And that's kind of how it felt, like, where is the end of myself? And I would hear, you know, just like so many moments of insecurity. And I was like, you know what? I've got to figure out how to get around this and how to combat anxiety and combat fear of the unknown. And that was the lyric that came from that space.
Last night, you were in Tennessee, and tonight in North Carolina. What are you doing in tour bus from places to places? Are you writing music?
We did. We've written 2 more songs, and we're playing them at our shows, which is really fun because we can sing them and see how people respond to them and change it if we need it. You know, it gives us a little time to really work on the songs. I love writing music. It's one of my favorite things to do. So every time I get the opportunity, it's like a little kid in the candy shop, you know, where you just want to run around. And we were riding on the road a couple weeks ago, and the second we kind of cracked the code of one of these songs, we all just started high-fiving and jumping up and down. And it was just so beautiful.
And you got a Grammy last month for your album. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was so surreal. I was like, what is happening? It's so amazing. I'm so grateful.
And you said at the end of your speech, "I know I will have fun tonight." What did you do afterwards?
Oh, we had so much fun. We went to, Aerosmith has a charity, and we went to his charity event.
Oh.
And then we left from there and we rented a house in Malibu and had all of our friends and family come over. And it was just a blast. Like, we stayed up all night long by the fire till like 4 a.m.
Cool.
And just, I mean, we just told stories and just all had the time of our lives. It was beautiful, and it was a night full of toast.
And Lauren, you seem to be a very bubbly and enjoying life kind of person. Beside music, what makes you really happy? Really happy?
Oh, people. I love being with people. I think that's why I love being on the road, is because a lot of times we laugh. People say, "How do you do it? How do you stay around?" Because in our bus, we have bunks for 12 people. And they're like, how do you stay around 12 people at a time? And I just love it. I love hearing people's stories. I love hearing people laugh. I love making people laugh. And so I think that's what keeps me going. It's something mm-hmm. that I also have another passion for, people.
And when did you realize that you got a real talent in singing because you're really good?
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. I remember when I was, I guess I was 16.
Okay.
It was the first time I had sang in public. And, you know, I didn't really know if I was any good or not. I would sing around the house all the time. But mm-hmm. the more people started encouraging me and telling me, no, you should try out for American Idol, or you should try out to be with this band, or you should do this, that, and the other. I remember thinking, well, if they're thinking I'm good, then maybe there's something here.
Yes.
And the older I got, the more I worked on the craft, just voice lesson after voice lesson and practicing, because I loved it. It inspired me, you know?
Yes.
And so I think the older I got, the more I started to realize, okay, I think there's something here.
And the confidence grew too, I think.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because we always talk about there's one level that you get to and you think, how in the world did I make it here? Mm-hmm. And then you get challenged to go to the next level. And
yes.
You're like, oh, I don't know if I can make it to that level. And then you make it. And there's this really beautiful evolution that happens where at one phase of life, you're feeling intimidated. Mm-hmm. And then at another phase of life, you're feeling confident. And I think for me, that process is one of my favorite things. It's kind of what wakes me up in the morning and makes me keep doing this, because
yes.
you want to see how far you can go in life, you know?
Yes, and where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, here we go. Let me think. I'm such a dreamer. So I see a lot more world tours and all kinds of venues. And then I also see, like, we're starting this organization to help children around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that launching and starting and creating kind of a wake around
yes.
the world, helping kids. Mm-hmm. A philanthropy organization. So I'm really, really excited about that as well.
And you know, in Quebec, we talk French, and so do some people in Louisiana, where you came from. Your last name is
yes.
Daigle, which is d'aigle in French. Do you know some French?
I wish. I don't know enough.
Oh, you don't
know? I know. And the thing that's so sad is my grandfather, he grew up and he could only speak French. He couldn't speak English.
Really?
And the nuns, whenever he went to elementary school, would get mad at him
yes.
for speaking French because
okay.
he was in America.
Okay.
And so they taught him English, and it never passed on to us. French never passed on to us. So I was so bummed, but I have a lot of friends that can speak it.
I can learn to use something if you wish.
Yes, please.
Like j'aime MFM.
J'aime MFM.
Yes. It means I love MFM, which is our radio station.
Oh, that's amazing.
You're really good.
Oh, thank you. I know the only other thing I know is Je m'appelle Lauren Daigle.
Ah, you got a good accent, you know?
Oh, there you go. I need to keep working on it. Maybe next time when I actually come up there,
yes.
maybe by then I'll know how to do it.
It will be great, Lauren. I hope someday you'll come in Quebec City. And thank you so much, and have fun on tour and on your world tour. Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was so lovely talking with you.